Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today I want to talk about a very, very important idea and insight I think that we need to carry with us throughout the Lenten season. And this idea, this insight, is not from me, but it's from my big sis, St. Teresa of Avila. And this insight comes from the first dwelling place of her, of her book, The Interior Castle. So it's very early on. It's chapter one of the first dwelling place, right after the prologue. And she has this to say about the soul. It is that we consider our soul to be like a castle made entirely out of a diamond or of very clear crystal, in which there are many rooms, just as in heaven there are many dwelling places. For in reflecting upon it carefully, sisters, we realize that the soul of the just person is nothing else but a paradise where the Lord says he finds his delight. End quote. For her, the soul is something beautiful. It is a thing of beauty. Sin mars it, covers it, you know, sort of keeps one blind to seeing beauty, but the beauty is always still there and still present. And the spiritual life, the life of prayer, the mystical insights that arise from a soul that is open to union with God through prayer is about growing in one's ability to see the beauty of the soul. And one of the foundation stones of that truth in her spiritual and theological insight is that God wants to dwell there. God created it, and therefore God wants it. You know, it's good, it's true, and it's beautiful. Who is the it? The it, of course, is God. So it's not a, God is not an it per se. But there's a radical aspect where she's saying, look at the beauty of your soul. Be aware of the beauty of your soul. Carry that insight, even if you can't see it. And she goes in, you know, right after that, talking about mortal sin. And then in the next chapter of the first dwelling place, she goes again on mortal sin. So she doesn't sort of push sin aside. No. But she lays right at the footsteps, very early on, for her readers and for her perceivers, her receivers also of her words and her insights, is we need to maintain the reality that the soul is a beautiful thing, and it's a beautiful place, and the Lord desires to dwell there. And no matter what struggles that we're going to be going through, no matter what issues might sort of harass us, whatever things sort of worm their way into the castle, you know, the little vermin, the bugs, the critters, and etc. And no matter what trappings the devil might try to lay for us, even within the castle is still beautiful. Your soul, my brothers and sisters, is beautiful. No matter what you've done, your soul is a beautiful thing, and God wants it. God wants to heal it. God wants to, he's already redeemed it in by and through Jesus Christ, but he wants you to be open to that redemption, and he wants you to receive that redemption, one for you by Jesus Christ, one for you, one for me, one for us. And the, how do I want to put this, the first foot forward is realizing the reality of the simple truth that our soul is beautiful and we are beautiful. And sin mars that, sin affects that, sin keeps us blind to that. But the truth beneath all of that, all of sin and et cetera, is we are beautiful. Our souls are beautiful. And an intrinsical aspect of prayer is growing in that ability to see the beauty of one's soul. not out of vanity. Only reason the soul is excellent is because God himself created it, and we conform ourselves to his will. So there's no place for vanity to roam here when we're talking about beauty, because it's not our excellence. It's all about God. God is the one that made it beautiful, and we are trying to see that beauty so we can reside with him and rejoice with him in the beauty and what he has done, which is the creation of each and every human soul. And that's how she starts her interior castle. That's how she enters into it after her prologue, where she says, why am I writing this thing? But it's a very short prologue, like 3 or 4 paragraphs. So right out of the gate, that's the first thing she presents to the readers of her text and those that would be listening to her text. And I think that is an insight that we need to carry with us through Lent. You know, all these spiritual practices are not they're not ends in and of themselves. They are means for something. So our fasting, our prayer, our almsgiving are to bring us into harmony with the will of God. And one of the manifestations of being in harmony with the will of God is being able to see as God sees, which means being able to perceive the beauty of his creation. And that even means the creation of your human soul. Yes, is this a radical thing? Keeping the concept and the necessity and the reality of reminding ourselves of beauty during Lent? You betcha. But we need it, my brothers and sisters. We need it particularly where we're being confronted with deaths constantly and regularly because of the coronavirus. The soul is beautiful. God has made it. And when we go through the resurrection, the soul and the body will be beautiful together for all eternity. So I wanted to share that with you. Why am I sharing that with you? I'm rereading The Interior Castle for Lent this year. So obviously through the podcast coming up, you're going to be getting, you know, probably a lot of things from it, to say the least. But it's just a profound text. And the text I'm using today is from the ICS publications, the Institute of Carmelite Studies publication. And it's the study edition of St. Teresa of Avila's The Interior Castle. So it's on the second edition. It's quite excellent. And yeah, remember, your soul is beautiful. And I pray your spiritual activities over Lent will help you to be able to see that beauty and to embrace that beauty once again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here, my brothers and sisters, make sure to check out my website, thefreeingfriar.com. If you like what I'm doing here. And if you can, subscribe and leave a review. It really does help other people find me. And again, find more of my stuff over at where? Thefreeingfriar.com. Videos I've done, things I've written, little memes you can keep on your screens and stuff to help you sort of be regularly nourished by Carmelite insights, and etc. And you can also email me through that website too. All this at thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.